Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Billy Sullivan. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Harris. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ossie Bluge. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the Washington Senators, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Crowder, and towards Bluge, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Watwood moves to second. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Watwood scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up towards third. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynisch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kerr fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bludge moves to third. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kerr fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to second. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Meyer scores. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sullivan. Harris reaches second base with a double. Cronin moves to third. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sullivan. West reaches second base with a double. Cronin scores. Harris scores. It's 3-1, Senators. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kerr fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Crowder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowder takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Crowder moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into right field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway is 0-for-1 in the game. Carraway hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sullivan who is chasing the ball. Cronin reaches third base with a triple. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cronin scores. One out. It's 4-2, Senators. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. West hits a line drive towards third. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bluge hits a line drive into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive towards short. Cronin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 0 for 2 in the game. Caraway hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Spencer reaches second base with a double. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kerr fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kerr. Spencer scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Senators. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Meyer steals second. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 3 in the game. Maynish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sullivan who is chasing the ball. Maynish reaches third base with a triple. Meyer scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kerr juggles the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Maynish scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Senators. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cronin. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Cronin steals second. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cronin moves to third. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Harris reaches second base with a double. Cronin scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Senators. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. West takes first base on ball 4. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris. The throw from Tate and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards second. Meyer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Blue moves to second. Herb Jeffries pinch runs for Lou Fonseca. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 8, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Herb Jeffries now playing third base. John Kerr now playing second base. Mel Simons now playing left field. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a fly ball into left field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL is hit by the pitch. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. QL moves to second. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to third for the out. Spencer moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Spencer moves to third. Crowder moves to second. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Maynish hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Sissel reaches second base with a double. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a line drive towards first. QL reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 0-for-3 in the game. Caraway hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Caraway reaches second base with a double. Sissel scores. It's 8-3, Senators. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. West takes first base on ball 4. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bluge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sullivan. Bluge reaches second base with a double. West goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Senators. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons strikes out. 1 out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-4 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field. West picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on West. Sullivan moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.